On May 11th, the Energy Utilities and Technology Committee held a hearing on an important bill. This was LD 336, an act to encourage research to support the Maine offshore wind industry, introduced by Senator Mark Lawrence of York. The following is the final statement at the meeting. This is the statement of Representative Willie Bob Falkingham on his impressions of the bill and what it means for the greater Gulf of Maine and the fisheries that are within it.
And Representative Falkingham.
Hello, good afternoon, Representative Barry. Are you ready for me?
Yes, go ahead. The floor is yours. Thank you.
Good afternoon, Representative Barry, Senator Lawrence, and members of the Energy, Utilities, and Technology Committee. I come today to speak in opposition to this bill. In 2019, 80% of Maine's electricity net generation came from renewable energy sources. Maine leads New England in wind-powered generation. We rank sixth in the nation, and wind provides 24% of our net generation. I point this out to say that Maine is a leader. I see many people testifying in a way that portrays Maine as being in the back of the pack, which is far from the truth. This bill is confusing. Why would Maine taxpayers fund this research that would essentially be a subsidy for foreign corporations? Worse yet, after funding that research, why would we put the profiter in charge of the research? What I'd like to know, when this question has been asked a lot, is why haven't we started an independent study on the environmental impacts? We keep being told that we need to move quickly to meet the governor's ambitious goals. I've heard this over and over and over again from many people in this public hearing and in others. But where did these goals come from, and why are we using these goals as a target? We keep being told that we need to hurry so that Maine will be a leader, but what does that really mean? Does that really mean so that Mitsubishi can be a leader? How does this really benefit the Maine taxpayers and ratepayers? We've been told this bill has no contract price on the limit of power delivery, and as a matter of fact, there's truly not a bill before us today because it's coming at a later date, apparently. We need to make sure that whatever happens, that the PUC has the final say. The fishing industry has been getting thrown under the bus on this issue. We keep being told that the Gulf of Maine has 36,000 square miles of, and the fishing industry needs to share. Well, in that regard, state waters are only 3,000 miles. So why can't we, with 36,000 square miles in the Gulf of Maine, why isn't it easy to take that 3,000 miles immediately off the table? That seems pretty reasonable. Federal Area 1, which is the nearest federal area where pretty close to 100% of Maine's lobster industry fishes in federal waters, is only 11,098 square miles in its entirety from the New Hampshire border to Canada. So that leaves two-thirds of the Gulf of Maine that is almost completely unfished by Maine's fishing fleet. So why is the fishing fleet being branded as selfish when we're only talking about one-third of the water and we can't even get that one-third excluded from this conversation? It seems kind of like a contradictory statement and attack on the fishery to brand the fishery as the selfish one when there is two-thirds of the Gulf of Maine that is not fished by us, and we can't even move the conversation into that two-thirds of the water. As I've said in previous testimony, we have posed many, and by we I mean the fishing industry, myself included, have posed many questions on the environmental repercussions that have not been answered. It's not good enough to simply state that we need to address global climate change and ignore all the possible environmental impacts. We need an independent study and a roadmap that focuses on the two-thirds of the Gulf of Maine that doesn't impact the majority of Maine's fisheries. If there is to be a research array, it needs to be done beyond 40 miles, and Maine should be guaranteed substantial returns from the corporations who stand to profit. Thank you.
Thank you, Representative Fockingham, for your testimony. And are there questions from the committee? Seeing none, good to see you. And is there anyone else in the attendee panel who wishes to testify? Either in support, in opposition, or neither for nor against? All right, seeing none, that will conclude the public hearing on LD 336. It will be scheduled for a work session at a later date for the committee to consider the information requested. Please do get that to us through our clerk or analyst, and to look at the amendment that was discussed as well. With that, we have completed our work for today.